knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Mesota. Kristen Lyerly in OBGYN is on the Fox River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad.
I'm Kristen Lyerly.
I'm Pat Kreitlow, and on the show this week, when the fringe gains power and the zealots are calling the shots, from just a handful of right-wingers who happen to be Supreme Court justices to extremists on our school boards, we are living in an era a lot of us considered unthinkable, believing that facts and logic would win out over anger and misinformation and bullying, and yet here we are. So we'll talk to a couple of people from Sparta about the extremists who've made their town the latest stop in a trail of attacks on public education, and we'll talk about the Wisconsin impacts already being felt by the repeal of Roe v. Wade. But first, we have to address the fact that this show is completely topsy-turvy right now, because While Kirk on the video feed appears to have Lake Minocqua behind him, he's in an undisclosed location. And I know it's not a virtual background for Kristen. She's actually at the Minocqua Brewing Company.
Hey, I'm at the Minocqua Brewing Company with a bunch of my new friends and more beer than you could even begin to drink. And all of this merch. This is such a beautiful place, Kirk. Wow.
Kirk, she's drinking your profit margin, man.
Kristen has always... Kristen has always said she gets free beer for being a host on our podcast. And I said, that is our deal. I don't pay her a ton. In fact, I pay her zilch. So she gets as much free beer as she wants to be on our podcast. And thank you, Kristen. I am not there. I do have this background. It shows mid-lake, which is about a mile away from you. But I will admit, I'm in Mexico at the moment. So it's funny. You are at my store, and I am not in the country. So thank you for representing Minocqua today.
And this,
you
this feels
will
like...
live to regret this offer, Kirk.
I heard you have a big left leg that just holds booze like none other.
Oh, there we go. We've got your choice seltzers there. I believe she's ready for this next commercial break. This is awfully reminiscent of somebody else trying to stage a coup. It could be that Kristen's running the Minocqua Brewing Company before you can get back in the country here, Kirk. So
ka-chow.
Remember that. Cheers. They just might hold you back. I would like to be there with you in either one of those places. They're lovely, but I am wrestling with the continued onslaught of a rapidly approaching senior citizenship. And I have this new theory now. Did you have baby books when you were little? Did your mom or whatever write your first words in there? And when you got your first tooth and when you took your first step? I believe that maybe we need to keep that going all through life, because yesterday was a milestone in my life where it's like, today was the first time I uttered the words, hey, wearing this knee brace all day was a good thing. Kirk, you're the surfer. I kind of thought you'd be bionic, you know, before I am here.
Oh, Pat, I hear you. Believe it or not, I feel sorry for you, but I actually had a knee problem for the last week as well, because I've been surfing and I dinged it up pretty badly. So while it might not be caused by, you know, my aging years, like I understand getting up and feeling cranky.
Kristen is shedding tears for us, because didn't you like break your leg in 15 places or something? What?
Yeah, I shattered it pretty badly and then I had to have 3 surgeries on it. But you guys keep talking.
She doesn't care. She's getting free beer today. So
that's all right. It's good anesthesia right there.
That's right.
For all our leg pains.
When we come back, we'll talk to Kristen more about how the state is getting national and global attention, but once again, for all the wrong reasons. That's coming up after the break. You're up north.